And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, congratulations on the win. Tough place to go play on the road at Minden, a big district game. You had to be pleased with the way your kids went and focused and walked away with the victory.
Yeah, our kids come out from the start, took the opening drive and scored, and then we hit an onside kick that we'd worked on during the week and recovered that, which was a plus, and we got another quick score. So put them down and kind of played into the way we like to play football, you know, control the clock and move the ball, so keep the ball out of their hands. So it was good, and I thought our defense played pretty well against them. Hold their quarterback. He's a pretty good player, pretty dynamic player. Held him in pretty good check for the game. So I thought our kids played pretty well.
You mentioned the onside kick, and I was going to ask you about your strategy on the kickoffs. We saw that onside early. We saw other kicks on the ground. Did that come out of preparation and watching game film, Carly? Just talk about your strategy on the kickoffs last week.
Yeah. Well, part of Ron, we didn't want to give – we think their kick return team's pretty good, so we didn't want to give them the ball, but we also thought we could get an onside kick, so we had them kick it there, and we got it. And some of the other kicks didn't turn out the way we wanted to, but, you know, not everything was perfect, but that one was perfect, and we made it count. So some of the other kicks didn't quite go where we wanted to, but our defense was able to hold on a lot of those, and they had great field position, and our defense played pretty good to hold them out of the end zone.
Carly, as the game progresses, you know, in any game, when someone scores against you, I know that there's always an importance of being able to answer back, and that's what you guys did last week. Minden made it a one-score game on two separate occasions, but on the ensuing drive, you answered right back. Talk a little bit about that and just how big that is during the course of a game to be able to answer.
You know, when you're able to do that, it just shuts down their momentum. And it just gives us more confidence. And I really feel the other team loses confidence, you know. They have that little bit of hope that they're back in the game, and then you go down and you score. And sometimes that just deflates the opposing team and the players. So we talk a lot about it, and we talk about ball control and punching it and just trying to knock the will out of them. And sometimes that's what it does when you're able to take that ball and answer when they score. So it's just a big part of our game, and our kids have really bought into it, and they do a nice job.
Here we are 7 games into the season now, and I remember visiting with you early in the year, and you talked about execution, getting better at executing. Where do you think that stands now, Carly, now that we're 7 games into the season? Have you seen the progress in execution that you wanted to see?
Yeah, I think we're executing better. I still think we're improving, but we're executing better. Our kids are really learning the system of what we do, and they're recognizing fronts, and that's probably a big part of it, is the recognition of how they're lining. And when you can recognize it, and that comes with experience, as if you recognize it, then you're able to execute. So that's a big part of it, and they're really learning, they're soaking it all in, and we try to prepare for every team, but sometimes every team does something a little bit different. Minden, for example, did something. We kind of had an idea what they were going to run, but they ran something a little bit different than what we'd practiced. And I think our kids recognized it pretty good, and were able to execute on most plays and found something to work. So, I mean, it's just still a learning progress, and we try to prepare them, but sometimes they got to learn on the fly, and they're doing that, and they're getting better at it every game.
Carly, we hear so much about making adjustments during the course of the game, and I know that up front, you've already talked about it a little bit, I think, up front blocking, being able to adjust to what the other team is doing. I'm not asking for any big tips or anything here, but what are you looking for as a coach in making those adjustments? Is it just what they're showing up front? Is it maybe their splits? What are just some of the things that you guys are looking at as you make those adjustments during the course of a game?
Well, offensively, we're looking at, you know, how they align to what we're trying to do. You know, some teams want to align to stop our option. Some want to stop the dive. Some teams want to stop your quarterback, the big play. Some want to stop the tailback. So that's what we try to recognize, and we get our kids to recognize our quarterback. And then, you know, we do some audible occasionally, and we try to get our kids to recognize what they're trying to do also. And as coaches, we're over there looking. I'm asking questions to our guys up front, and then we're just trying to recognize what they're trying to stop, because when you're an option, you have three choices, and we're trying to figure out what they're trying to stop, and then that kind of determines what we run and how we're going to block, and because sometimes we call our blocking schemes from the side, so it's just recognition, and actually the kids are getting good enough that I don't have to call the blocking scheme. They're really seeing it, how we block things, whether it's our ISOs or our options or our counters or powers or whatever. So they're just learning and getting better.
Defensively, you talked earlier in our interview about the defense coming up with some big stops last week against Minden. They've kind of been able to do that for you all year long. I don't know if last week there was a bigger stop than when they got that fourth down stop in the second half. Can you just talk about the way your defense has been able to rise to the occasion in some big moments?
Yep. Yeah, they've made some big plays at times. You know, and we have quite a bit of youth on that side of the ball, but they're learning, and they seem to make plays when it counts, and we've seen it all year long, and it's somebody different each week, you know. Against McCook a while back, we had a sophomore, Cass Watson, make a big play. In the Minden game, I think on that fourth down stop, we had some linemen do their job up front, cut, and I think Kobe, a freshman, come up and hammered him and kept him from getting the first down. So, I mean, every week it's somebody different, and it always helps, and everybody does their part, and it makes somebody look really good. So that's what a team's about, and that's helping each other out and getting there.
You got a great battle coming up on Friday night. You take on Ord. They, like you, I know, like to be physical, especially up front on the line of scrimmage. Just talk about the battle that you're getting ready for on Friday and what are kind of been some of the focus things in practice for you.
Well, they're a really good team. I'll talk defensively first. They really make your kids be disciplined. You got to do your technique. You got to be sound. You get out of position, they run so much counter. They'll get you with the sprint option, and then they'll come back with a counter. So your kids really have to be disciplined. They run some motion. They can mess with your eyes, and depends on your position where you got to keep your eyes. So I think their offense is pretty good, and their kids really know it, and they run it well. So defensively, we just got to be super disciplined and do your job. All the technique we teach and the correct steps, and if you can do that, you'll have a chance to get some stops. I see them as pretty similar to us this year. I think both teams have, even though they've got two losses, they've lost to two undefeated teams that are pretty darn good, Norfolk Catholic and Battle Creek. I see them, we're pretty similar offensively, and I think our defenses are also really similar, so. I think it's a great opportunity for our kids. We got to come out and play hard. We have to be physical. They're usually one of the most physical teams we play. So we got to win that battle up front, you know, both sides of the ball, and just be super disciplined.
Well, Carly, we always appreciate you taking time to visit with us each and every week, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
You bet. I appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage.
Carly Wells, our guest on our pregame show.